Hello everyone and welcome to this podcast brought to you by Charles Cameron and Associates, where today we're going to be looking at ways of improving your home instead of moving. Move or improve. With many people looking for new ways to save money in the current financial climate, improving your existing property so it better suits your lifestyle requirements instead of moving to a different home can be a great way of not paying out for hefty moving costs such as stamp duty, solicitor's charges, and estate agency fees. There are many ways to add value to your current home, so let's take a look at some ideas. 1. Create an open plan living space. There's no sign that the trend for open plan living is going anywhere soon. Creating a space that's relatively straightforward, although be sure to check whether any plan changes require building control approval, a professional builder will be able to remove a separating wall safely and could have the job done in a week, usually for under £5,000, although this will depend on any structural works that may be required. 2. Up your bathroom game. A downstairs toilet is one of the things you didn't know you needed until you have one. If you have dead space, say under the stairs, a second loo can add extra convenience and can be a factor in persuading prospective buyers to make an offer later on. 3. Build your own designer garden. Garden landscaping can really improve the aesthetics of your property and can be a major selling point if or when you do sell. Depending on your taste or needs, you can either consider a garden office to make use of your outside space whilst working from home. 4. Build a designer extension. According to the Nationwide Building Society, increasing your home's floor space by 10% can add 5% to its value. However, it's vital that any extension is designed by a rated architect. Not only will their expertise ensure that your new space is used to the fullest extent, but the professional finish will attract the eye of possible buyers later. 5. Add a work from home loft conversion. Working from home is here to stay, which means you or any future owners may need a place to work away from the noise of family life. Loft conversions work for several reasons. Not only do they not normally require planning permission, although they may require building control approval, but any works can be confined to an out-of-the-way area of the house. 6. Declutter and redecorate. If funds are short, you can still make your home more attractive. Firstly, take a leaf out of British artist and designer William Morris's book and ditch anything that's neither useful or beautiful. Then, redecorate your home in a neutral, modern palette to freshen it up. 7. Repair and maintain your property. Taking care of the structural aspects of your property is just as important as looking after the aesthetics and can substantially affect the value of your home. Structural issues such as subsidence could downvalue your property, so by carrying out underpinning and repair work such as this could increase the value of your property. Other remedial structural work can also include structural cracks in walls or ceilings, sagging or leaking roofs, rotten timber work, infestations, damp, broken or missing roof tiles, unstable chimneys, or rewiring, plumbing, or replacing UPVC windows and doors. But what about making changes to your home that not only benefit you, but also the environment around you? Making green improvements can not only increase the value of your property to future buyers, but can also save you money on your energy bills in the long run. You will also be improving your impact on the planet and could qualify for a green mortgage, which typically offer discounted interest rates and or cash back. Which improvements to make will depend on the age and build type of your home, but typical examples include insulation, such as solid wall, cavity wall, or loft insulation, heating system upgrades, draft proofing, installing double glazing, or renewable energy generation, such as wind power, solar panels, biomass systems, or air source heat pumps. There are many ways that you can look at financing any works you may be planning. This can include your own savings, raising capital during a remortgage, raising capital with your existing provider through a further advance, A second charge mortgage, though these typically are more expensive and can come with higher restrictions on loan to value, or self-build mortgages. A self-build mortgage may be for you if you wish to do extensive works to add to your property, but the affordability will not fit with standard lending due to loan to value restrictions. Self-build loans will take on the existing debt you have against the property and lend you additional funds to complete the works on the property based on the value the property will be once the works are completed, as opposed to in its current condition. The lenders are fewer for this type of lending, and the interest rates are much higher to compensate for the higher risk that this lending poses to a lender. There are lots of ways that you can plan to make changes to your current property to service you better. And here at Charles Cameron, our advisors are always on hand to talk you through the best financing options for you for any such plans.